It's Thursday, February 6, 2025.
From Project 2025, and I'll quote, NOAA should be dismantled.
Elon Musk's Doge Bros descend on NOAA. Monarch butterfly population hits a new low. Plus, new study finds global warming is increasing rat populations.
All of those rats and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We really should do away with the Gen Alpha, Gen Beta stuff and call them what they are. Gen Future Soldiers for the Water Wars. Right?
Right. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess we could have predicted it, but Elon Musk Doge boys are now descending on the National Weather Service?
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay.
And it's even worse than that.
Oh, great.
Donald Trump has nominated meteorologist Neil Jacobs to lead NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that oversees the National Weather Service. NOAA is one of the world's top climate science agencies. Now, remember back in 2019 when Trump used a Sharpie to alter the projected path of a hurricane?
I remember it
falsely
well.
Claimed
yes.
The storm would hit Alabama.
Yes.
Well, Jacobs back then was the guy who put out a statement justifying the Sharpiegate lie. Jacobs was later found to have violated NOAA's scientific integrity policies.
And so now we're putting him in charge of NOAA.
Exactly. And moreover, Wired reports that Elon Musk's Doge staffers have now descended on NOAA, infiltrating its headquarters, and at least one non-scientist has been given power to edit documents concerning the agency's climate science work.
They were seen carrying a case of black Sharpie pens.
The right-wing manifesto Project 2025 calls for NOAA to be dismantled and divisions like the National Weather Service to be privatized. Corporations have long targeted NOAA. They want the agency to withhold its publicly funded data from the public so that they can profit by making Americans pay for their now free weather forecasts and climate research. However, Howard Lutnick, Trump's nominee for Commerce Secretary, who would oversee NOAA, said in his Senate confirmation hearing recently that he would maintain NOAA and the National Weather Service. Here he is with Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii.
From Project 2025, and I'll quote, NOAA should be dismantled and many of its functions eliminated, sent to other agencies, privatized, or placed under the control of states and territories. Do you agree with that?
No.
Well, I wish it mattered what Howard Lutnick has to say.
Here he is with Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota.
One last thing. National Weather Service, part of NOAA. Will you work to maintain the National Weather Service? Very key in my state.
I will. I think we can deliver the product more efficiently and less expensively, dramatically less expensively, but the outcome of delivering those services should not be changed.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Why do I have a feeling that I don't believe this guy in the least?
Elsewhere, Trump's Department of Energy has issued a stop work order on all projects funded by the department that address environmental justice, even projects that are currently under contract. The move follows Trump's executive order ending programs tied to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it targets a key part of former President Biden's environmental justice legacy in assisting frontline and minority communities in dealing with pollution.
Well, that needs to be destroyed.
Heatmap reports that key federal agencies have also stopped all work on renewable energy, including projects on private lands, halting final permits for renewable energy projects, and also work in government offices that are responsible for wetlands and species protection. That likely includes the Biden administration's efforts to place the iconic monarch butterfly under Endangered Species Act protection. In California this week, researchers said the tally of Western monarch butterflies has dropped to its lowest level in 30 years, hammered by pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change. In other news, in yet another major setback for the U.S. offshore wind energy sector, oil and gas giant Shell announced it is walking away from a major project off the coast of New Jersey. And finally, rat populations are spiking in major cities.
And not just in Washington, D.C.
That's thanks to warming temperatures due to climate change and other human activities, according to a new study in the journal Science Advances. The researchers found that cities with more dense human populations and more urbanization means an increase in humans discarding trash, and warming winter temperatures from the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas extend the rat's ability to forage in winter and squeeze out additional reproductive cycles.
No wonder rats are in favor of climate change. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias, particularly at Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's a rat race. You know it's me. Yes, it is. Out here in this rat race.